Good morning. You're listening to Morning Edition on WBHM. When a judge ruled Jefferson County's occupational tax illegal, it was clear the bankrupt county would have to find some way to replace that money. County commissioners appealed to the local legislative delegation, which responded somewhat reluctantly by proposing a new occupational tax. But with just 2 days left in the legislative session, the future of that bill is, well, let's ask Birmingham News columnist John Archibald, who joins us each Thursday to talk about politics. John, Republican Senator Jeb Wagner's bill, it's called Alabama's Financially Distressed Counties Act. It would allow the county to raise as much as $62 million a year in occupational taxes or in coming years in sales taxes. What's the status right now?
Well, it's going to face a serious amount of debate probably late into the night tonight, and they'll have to hammer out some very difficult compromises or face perhaps the prospect of a special session.
So it's taken a lot of work to get to this point, and it's still going to take a lot of work.
Right. It's still quite a mess right now, thanks to some amendments that have been added. And
One of those amendments that was tacked on in a House committee would exempt non-county residents from the tax. That's a lot of workers being exempted. Tell us about that. I mean, does that basically gut the bill?
Well, I wouldn't say it guts it at this point, because the county is eager to get whatever they can get, but it cuts the amount of potential revenue from over $60 million to about $45 million, and it really... one of the major purposes of having an occupational tax is paying for people, I mean, charging people who come in and use the roads and pollute the air and the water and use our resources without paying taxes. So it removes them from the equation. So it has some people, including me, feeling a little like it's not quite the fairest way to go.
It would essentially sort of create two classes of workers, those that live in Jefferson County and those that commute in from Shelby or St. Clair or any other neighboring counties. Is that even legal to tax some workers and not others?
Well, that's one of the big questions. When the House committee tacked this on, they acknowledged in advance that they think this may well be unconstitutional because of the very issue you talk about. Representative Randy Wood, who added that on, said he didn't care. He'd rather it be tested in the court than to pass it without.
So, and have the expense of testing it in the court,
right,
as well.
Here we go. Which would be the third time an occupational tax in Jefferson County would have been struck down because it was unconstitutional because of legislative action.
In response to that amendment, Representative Demetrius Newton, a Birmingham Democrat, suggested that Jefferson County commissioners should simply fire every county employee who doesn't live within the borders of the county. He's not serious, right?
Well, I think that was hyperbole.
Yeah.
But, you know, I think Jefferson County, it's good to see Jefferson County legislators start to look at those issues that really help Jefferson County, and I would be in favor of a commuter tax instead of an occupational tax. Let the people who come in to work pay for that privilege.
Okay. Well, you know, the St. Clair County Commission has been waging a war on this occupational tax. What's their beef with it?
Well, the bottom line is that they don't want to pay to come work in Jefferson County, and they think that Jefferson County should pay for the privilege of having those workers come in. Of course, it's more complicated than that, but the bottom line is they don't want to pay.
Well, I thought it was interesting. Stan Bateman, who's the chairman of the St. Clair County Commission, he said essentially Jefferson County needs to clean up its own mess without taxing St. Clair's residents, as you say. But he also has all these other suggestions for how Jefferson County should do things. For instance, they should have a chairman or a president who's elected countywide. Commissioners shouldn't be responsible for various county departments. They should, you know, take a serious look at what's going on with Cooper Green Mercy Hospital. Does he have a point on some of these issues?
He's absolutely correct on all those issues. One of the Jefferson County's biggest problems, and one of the reasons it got into this mess in the first place, is because it is structurally unsound, and there is no one who represents the county as a whole. All those things you mentioned are dead on target.
And yet, is he on target with trying to, you know, control how Jefferson County, another county, operates?
Well, you know, we want to talk about how this metro area is one metro area, and usually when in times of crisis, everybody in every county and every municipality and every district splits into their own particular self-interest, which is really what he's talking about here, because we all have people that represent districts. and nobody who represents the area as a whole. So I say if you've got something, bring it to the table.
So really at the heart of all of this is the larger issue of home rule. Essentially under Alabama's constitution, cities and counties don't have home rule. They got to get legislative approval for taxes and things like that. Do you think this Jefferson County situation is going to do much to push constitutional reform in the state?
No, but that's the real irony of the situation here is because the fact that Jefferson County couldn't adequately fund itself because it had no home rule pushed it into a position of risky financial ventures, in the shadows. So ultimately may have been responsible for part of what we did other than the crookedness and thievery. Ironically, we now become the poster child for why we don't deserve home rule. So we get it from both ends, basically.
Basically from both ends, chicken and egg, or however you want to, whatever analogy you want to put to that.
Right. But it's not going to get better because of our folly.
Okay. John, thanks so much for joining us.
Thanks for having me.
John Archbold, columnist with the Birmingham News. You can read his column Sundays, Wednesdays, and Fridays in the news, and you can hear him here on Morning Edition each Thursday. You're listening to 90.3 WBHM Birmingham and 91.5 WSGN Gadsden.